Steve, this is really great news. If you have a pink Cadillac or any other kind of wheels, you'll soon be able to drive down a Michigan highway named in honor of the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin.
I like that.
Thank you very much.
Come on,
thank
baby.
That's
you.
Nice.
Yes. The Michigan State Legislature voted overwhelmingly to rename a Detroit area stretch of M10 as Aretha L. Franklin Memorial Highway.
You got me riding on.
I'm sorry. That wasn't bad.
Yeah, it really wasn't. It was funny. Okay, after that 101-6 vote, the bill moves to the state Senate for final approval. The 6 no votes all came from Republican legislators.
Yeah.
Legislators, one of whom said he thinks the honor should be reversed for first responders and military veterans. The Senate is expected to agree to rename the stretch of road, which starts near New Bethel Baptist Church.
Listen
where,
to me.
Aretha
it's
Franklin's
okay giving the first
pastor.
Responders.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the people are. There's more highways
military.
Up there.
Yeah.
But they know what the city of Detroit meant to Aretha.
Well, it's voted. It's approved. So yeah. It's all
it's happening.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Yes. What was the vote?
101-6.
Who was them six, Sharon? Who was them
That's
people?
What I said. It came from all Republicans. Republicans.
But now, a lot of Republicans did vote for
me. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so sure. It was just 6 Republicans who didn't. It's not 101 Democrats and 6 Republicans.
Okay.
Right, Shirley?
Yeah. It was 101-6. Yeah, the 6 no votes all did come from Republican legislators. But everybody voted. Yes, Steve, you're correct.
Got another story?
Yeah, I do.
That's
wrong?
What I'm waiting on then.
Also in the news, Robert Kraft has decided to roll the dice. He's going to take his chances. He has rejected the deal in his solicitation case. You know Robert Kraft, the New England Patriots owner. He rejected a deal in his solicitation case that would have basically let him off scot-free. Tuesday, prosecutors in Florida made an offer in which the case would be suspended as long as he admitted that he could be found guilty, gets tested for STDs, completes an education course about prostitution, and does 100 hours of community service. And
his rich ass ain't finna do that.
No.
Yeah, no.
100
no,
hours
no.
Be out there with a stick with a nail in it? It's not gonna happen.
No, he's not finna do that.
No.
Yeah. He has the money to make it go away, huh? Is that
well,
what you're saying?
He got the money for the lawyers that's gonna come up with some stuff to say to make what you say not sound as good as what they say.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we got to get out of here. Coming up at 34 after the hour, we're going to talk to you, Steve, about pursuing your dream as you welcome in the 2019 class of Disney Dreamers Academy.